Then when Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Hanu Trei Talmidi Davi Yosvi Kami Derat. There were two Talmidim that were sitting in front of Rav. Chad Omar Shavi Sinon Haishmaite Kedova Achel Misanko. It seems they had learned to a very difficult sugya. So they said, this sugya made us. So one of them said, Kedova Achel Misanko. So Rashi said, Kedova Achel is a chazir. Misankom is a loshen oyek, that's how Rashi learns pshat. That means this sugya made us like a famata tedobaracha. Had oma, she be seen on haishmaita kigdim misankom. And the other one said, where this sugya made us like a famata tegdi, lo ishtoi rav bahadi dahayev. So Rav did stop speaking with the person who said the dobaracha, even though he's speaking about himself, but one does not speak like that. Rashi says, Kigdi misankom, kigdi oye. Sinuk loshin ayefos, v'doim aloi, god gdi v'sinuk loi, v'gmore de Shabbos pepek v'ma'ishe yoitz. What does that mean? God gdi means hiskaber mazli, that the mazl should be nisgaber, v'al tehi oye. V'sinuk loi, it should not be oye. That's how Rashi learns pshat. Rabbi Nechananel has two pshatim in Kigdi Misankon. The first pshat is Kigdi Shomei Molei Bechol Eivor. That they said, not they were famatet on the sugya, they kloima Nismalu Bnei Me'ayim Shalonu Mizu Alocha. We're already full of the sugya. Savanu Mimenu. Where's that from it? So it's full, like we went through in the Oirech and the Roichev and this, we went through the Sugya Aduch and Aduch. The Yeshayim Rim Rabbein Chananel says, Kigdi Shenitvas Betit, this is the Rabbein Chananel came out, Umischabet Lotzeis Misham Ve'ina Yochel. A Gdi that is stuck in mud, and he tries to get out, and he can't get out. So pshat is that the sugya was so difficult. Vime dreiter, vime pabirt, segeit nisht. They're stuck, sablote. So that's how Rabbi Nechananel learns pshat. Hanu trei talmidi davi yosvi kami dehilu. There were two talmidim that were sitting in front of Hillel. V'chad minayu Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Ba'omri lo kamei de Rebbe, v'chad minayu Rebbe Yochanan. Chad omar mipnei ma boitzrin betare, v'ein moiskin betare. So one asked the Shaila, why is it that when you harvest grapes, you have to be nizer, that the kelim have to be toher? V'ein moiskin betare. But when you harvest, when you cut off olives, you don't have to be nizer, that the kelim have to be toher. V'chad omar mitneima boitzrin betare u'moiskin betumim. The other one asked the same shayla, but with a different nusach, you're moisik betumim. Omar muftach ani bozeh shemoira heiro b'Yisrael. This one will be a moira heiro. Lo'yhoyu yomim mu'otim ad shehoira heiro b'Yisrael. Now, there's a shayla in the Chiddushei Haran, who is the zeh? The Ran brings down from the Balei Tosfos that the Zeh is the one who said Moiskim Betume, because that is Bemison, the Maskona of the Gemara before. The Maskona of the Gemara before was that the Gemara asked, we see that the Torah said Tomei, so the Maskona is, it is preferable to speak a Loshen Ktsore, even though the price is a Loshen Megune. So that's why the Torah said Tomei. The whole reason the Torah was Ma'akim, a number of Oisius and Tavis, a Loshen Noki, is to tell you that there's an Indian of a Loshen Noki, and therefore, if they're Shavim, some Amela, then one should be Mahadar of a Loshen Noki. But Al Kaponim, there's a Hidr of a Loshen Ktsor. That is one Mahalach that the Ran brings down from the Balei Tosfos. Now, on this Mahalach, the Rishash asks a Moira Dike Kashe on the Ran from a Gemara in Rosh, Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos of Yud Zayin relates as follows, that There the Gemara speaks about the Gzeir of the Yud Ches Dover. This is one of the Yud Ches Dover that they were Gezer. So Beis Shammai said as follows. Beis Shammai said, Ha-boitza legas huchsha, that if a person cuts grapes and they'll put them in a keli, so the juice that runs out of the grapes will be machsher the grapes. So Hillel asked him, Madua Baitrin Betare the Ein Moiskin Betare. That was Hillel's kasha. So we see Hillel asked Ein Moiskin Betare. That's the Nusach HaGemara. So the Rishash asked, so how could the Ran say over here that Hillel was Mishabeach, the Talmud, that said Ein Moiskin Betume? I thought perhaps it could for Emphor the Rishash's kasha. The Taisus Yeshanim explains what was Pshat in Hillel's Kasha. We will see in the Rishonim, in Rashi, in Taisus, the reason why the Gzeira applies by Anovim, it doesn't apply by Zaysim. We'll see the Chalukim. But the Taisus Yeshanim says Hillel's kasha was a different kasha. Hillel's kasha was that even though there are chilukim, but the oilam won't understand it. And therefore, if you are only geyser by anovim and not by zeisim, so memele, so the gzeir will become bottle. Because if people see by zeisim, it doesn't become mukhshir from the juice that comes out of it. So they'll say anovim is the same thing. So could be over there, Hillel was chaylik an Shammai. Hillel asked him, Madua Beitzim Betare, how could you say that there's a halacha of Beitzim Betare, and this halacha does not apply by Zaysim, ve'ein Moiskim Betare? So the kasha was, he says, how could you make such a gzeire? How could you make such a gzeire by Anovim and not by Tainim? So that was the lotion. Madua boitzrim betare, and you should say vein moiskim betare. Could be that's the proper lotion. He was chaylak on it. Later the Gemara says that Hillel was moide to Shammai. When Hillel was moide to Shammai, so that's the halacha now. The halacha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was after the gzeire. Now, after the gzeire, we're not thinking zich on the halacha. I mean, that's the halacha. The halacha is now that your boitzer betare and your moisek betume. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was just asking him the time of the halacha. That means now we're not by the creation of the gzeira. Hillel was in this man when Shammai created the gzeira. So he said, why did you make a gzeira legabi nanovim and not legabi zeisim? So it could be there, it's good the lotion. Why did you make a gzeira that tare should apply by anovim, and you didn't say this gzeira by zeisim? Ve'ein moiskim betare. So he's asking him, when you made the gzeira, why didn't you make the gzeira on zeisim also? So it could be that's the proper lotion. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was achi kechlois hakel. They were gezer. That's the din now. Now that's not chilek on Hillel. Fakel, Hillel was made to Shama. He's just asking what's the tam. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had in front of him a minig olam already. The minig olam is that's Moitzkin Betare, and it's Moitzkin Betume. He just wanted to know what the reason is. So therefore he said, Madua Moitzkin Betare Umoitzkin Betume. Then the Ran brings down a second Mahalach, that even though we hold that it is preferable to say a Loshin Ktsore, even though it's Megune, but al kaponim, you have to speak clearly. That means moiskim betume is not a correct statement. Moiskim betume means that we're mahadel to make masikim betume. That is not true. There's no hiddel to be moisik bekalim tameim. So if I can't ain moiskim betara, we're not mahadel to have kalim tahirim. So if I can't amayra hirod afredin klori, that's not the correct statement. It's not moiskim betume. It's ain moiskim betare. So the taina was not on the loshen megunish boy. The taina was on the inaccuracy of his statement. That's why he said the other one will be a meira hira. These are the two mahalchim the Ran says.
Let us see Rashi. Mivnei ma'aboitzrim betare bekeilim tohirim. Ve'ein moiskim betare bezeise. Bezeisim kokori mesike. When you have a zeisim, that's called mesike. Ve'ein tzorich le'moiskon betare. You don't have to be nizer when you harvest the olives, that it should be bekeilim tohirim. That's the halach. Now Rashi explains why is it that way. What is Taka the Lomdis? So Rashi says as follows. The loichoshiv moil hayotzi mehem lahashir. Because the liquid that comes out, the juice that comes out of olives, before the pressing process starts, before the pressing process starts, they used to go and store the olives, used to compact the olives in a small area, and they used to get warm, and that used to enable the shemen to start coming out. Before this occurred, and they just harvested the olives, before they were compacted in a small area, the juice that came out did not have a chshivis of mashke. It didn't have a shem shemen. There are seven mashkois which are mashke. One of them is shemen. This juice that came out after it was harvested did not have a shame shemen. That's what Rashi says. The loichoshiv moyel ayotzimem lahashir. The juice that came out after it was harvested, before it was put in a small area, compacted in a small area, so that's she'enay shemen gomo. Ela hayotze al yidei habat. When does it have a Teire Shemen? When it was prepared and ready to be put into a press. Then it has a Teire Shemen. Avol yayin azov al anovim machshiron d'nechol lebei. So here, Rashi b'mesek l'shoinoi says here, by anovim, there are two differences. Difference number one is, it's yayin hazov al anovim. This is not a moyo, this is not a juice. What runs out from the grapes after they're harvested is yayin. So it has a shem mashke. Then Rashi, b'mesek l'shoinei, wants to fend for another kasha. Even though it's yayin, but there's a klal in hechsher, that a mashke is only machsher an oichel if it's necholei, if he wants that the mashke should come out. So Rashi says, and that's a whole sugya in Masechta Shabbos, the Gemara asks the kasha, it's a mashke, but it's not nichalei. So the Gemara explains that it is nichalei. It is nichalei. The nichalei bay. So Mamela, that's what Rashi, how that's how Rashi is differentiating between Anovim and Zeisim. Let us see Tosfos. Ein moiskin mitare. Meforesh horav Yosef. The time the betzire the perikame the Shabbos lo yishaychi b'mesike. The Rabbi Yosef says that the reason why betzire has to be betare does not apply by mesike. Why? Because the Gemara says the shema yivtzorenu bekupa mezufefes. Now the Gemara in Shabbos says a few reasons why it is nichalei that the Jews should come out. So the Gemara said as follows. Normally, if a person harvests grapes and he puts them into a kupe, the kupe that was used for harvesting purposes had holes in it. So the Baal HaNovim was never happy that something should run out, because if some juice came out from the grapes, it was Eilach Leibu. So Mamela was Lo Nichalei. He didn't want that the juice should come out. The Gemara says, but sometimes there were some people that used to harvest the grapes Bekupe Mizufefes with a watertight kupe. Now this kupe, so then it was nichalei that it's coming out, because he's not losing any of the juice that's coming out. So that was the reason of the gzeiras. Chazal would not, so let's say Reuven will sometimes be he'll harvest grapes with a kupa mizufefes. He'll be boitza with a kupa mizufefes. In a kupa mizufefes take the anovim are murshe lekabel tume. The kupas are not murshe. So Chazal did not want to differentiate the yom mizufefes, nish mizufefes. So therefore, they said a blank halacha that if one is baita another, it has to be, the mashke is machshe. So male, it has to be betare. So Taisva says that this does not apply by mesike. Now, Taisus over here doesn't say why. Baxter, our Taisus is missing a few words, because if you look in the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz and the Taisus HaRashba and the Taisus in Shabbos, we'll see Taisus gave a reason why. And the reason is, the way, what the Rashi says, because of the moil, the juice that comes out of harvested oil, harvested olives, is not shemen. So Memele, Samaza, you'll put it into a basket, even though it's a kupa mizufefes, the juice that comes out is not shemen. So Memele, if it's not shemen, so it's nichele, he wants it, but it's not shemen, so if it's not shemen, it can't be machshe. Now the Gemara says in Shabbos another reason why Shammai said that the one has to be baitza betare. What was the other reason? So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, sometime by he nami pa'omim, there's another reason. Pa'omim sha'odam ha'ilech lekamoy, v'roye eshkel shebikro. A person enters his keren, and he sees a cluster of grapes that became ripe. Seichtoy, so he squeezes it out. Why does he squeeze it out? He squeezes it out, he wants to see if it's taka ripe. And he'll be able to see of how much juice will come out, he'll know if it's ripe or not. So the Gemara says, V'roya eshko shebikra soichtoi umezalfoi al gabi anovin. So he squeezes it out, but he doesn't want that the mashke should be heilach li'ibud. If it's ripe, so it's a shot, the juice in this eshko should be heilach li'ibud. So he squeezes it out on other anovin. Let it become absorbed in the other anovin. So it's not being heilach li'ibud. And then could be he's cutting the other anovim, he harvests the other anovim. Adayin mashke tefeyach alayim. The mashke is tefeyach alayim. So memele, so it comes out that these anovim became mukshir because it was nichale, he wanted to squeeze out the juice, he wanted the juice to come out, and he didn't want the juice to be heilach li'ibud. So memele, so there's a nichuse on the mashke that came out. So if he'll cut the anovim, which are still wet from the juice of the eshkel shesochtoi, so memele, so these anovim are mukshel lekabotu. That is another reason. So Taisva says, the bezeisim, so now let us see if this reason applies to zeisim. So Taisa says, the bezeisim ainei rogel lasiskein. The bezeisim, he won't do such a thing. She ainei mashke, I think would be very good if it would be geiris, she ainei mashke. It doesn't have a teiris mashke, why? The ainei choshu, because it's not choshu, ki diyama hosom, and here there's a girsa, the ainei reitze b'kiyumai. This is the girsa of the Taisa's harashmi. Now that's the mir Taisa is saying here, anushtik teira. And when one looks at the Taisus HaRashba, one sees that it's tushtik lachtayra. Before Taisus said that the juice that comes out when it's in a kupe, that juice doesn't have a shame shemen. Doesn't have a shame shemen. But now Taisus is speaking about, what about the juice that comes out when he squeezes out a cluster of olives? So it seems this juice does have a teira shemen. So now Taisus says, so why doesn't the gzeira apply By Zaysim also, that's Taisvis Kashim. So Taisvis says, but by Mesike, Einei Rogel Asiskein. He won't do such a thing. He won't squeeze it out on other Zaysim. Why not? She'einei Mashke, because it's not a Mashke. What, it doesn't have a Taisvis Mashke. Why? De'einei Choshuv, de'einei Roitze B'kiyumai. That means, since he's not Machshiv this Mashke, it's a gaitem nishton, so I don't have to declare that this will ever occur. By anovim, the mashke is choshuv by him also, so it's a make sure it shouldn't be heilach li'ibud. It's reitze b'kiyumai. But a mashke that is bo la'ilam, that's ainei reitze b'kiyumai, so memele, that doesn't get a teiras mashke. This is how the chazainish learns pshat and teisviz in Masechtas Machshirim. Let us see a little further. Look the Gemara weiter. Hanu tlosu kahani. There were three kahanim, and they all had received a chelek from the lechem upon him. Chad omar lohu higieni kipul. One said that he got the size of a bean. V'chad omar higieni kizayitz. The second one said he got the size of an olive. V'chad omar higieni kizonov halator. He got a halto as a lizard that has a long, skinny tail. So he says, the chelik of lechem upon him that he got, that was like the zon of halto. Now that's a degrading way of speaking about kochim. Botku achov, umotsu boy shemetz psu. So they were boydik. If a kohen could speak like that, so they were botku achov, umotsu boy shemetz psu. Before we go further in the sugya, there's a Tosfos Yeshonim in Masechtes Yume, Daf Lametes. Tosfos Yeshonim at Daf Lametes asks Akasha. He says, we see that when they were machalik the lechem upon him, others got less than a kezayis. A pool is much smaller than a kezayis. So the Tosfos Yeshonim asks, Heich mekaimim mitzvah sachila. So how are they mekayim mitzvah sachila? We have a klal, ein achila pochas mekezayis. So how are they mekayim mitzvah sachila yet a pool? So Taisus answers, the leiboy kezayis. You don't need a kezayis. Elo kezayis odif. If you have a kezayis, it's more choshuv. But less than a kezayis is also good. Pshatn Taisus, the Chsam Sefer and the Tshuva and the Dvar Shmuel say as follows, and the Beis Halevi. They say there's a yesodis de kechilik between achilas kochim and all other mitzvahs achila. Now all mitzvahs achila, there's a mitzvah, let's say, by matzah, berev toichlo matzah, there's a mitzvahs achilas morer, there's a mitzvahs achilas pesach. There the halacha is that there's a chiyuv on each person to make an achila on these inyonim. Ein achila pochas mekezayis. Mele you have to eat a kezayis. But achilas kochim, you have here lechem upon him. So by lechem upon him, there's no chiyuv. That means on Kolben Pesach, there's a chiyuv on each person who's a money on the Pesach to eat from a Kolben Pesach. There's a mitzvah to eat from the Kolben Pesach. By achilas kochim, there's no chiyuv on this koyin to eat lechem upon. Who should eat lechem upon him? I'm a chiyuv to eat. By lechem upon him, the mitzvah is that the lechem upon him has to be eaten. It shouldn't become noisa. But not, there's no chiv on the kakata, the gav on each person, that I have to make a ma'is achila. We have to see it has to be eaten up. It shouldn't become noiso. So memela, so there's a loche that every crumb is mitzdaret. So each one, when he eats kipul, so he's making sure on this chalik, that there's the 2,000 shiurim of a pool and lechem upon him, let's say. So memela, so each kain which will eat the size of a pool is making sure that the lechem upon him is being eaten up. So memele, there is no inyan of achila b'kezayis. That is pshat in the Tosfos Yeshonim. The loiboi kezayis. You don't need a kezayis, because the mitzvah is it should be nechel, not that I should be an oichel. No, the Tosfos Yeshonim says, but if a person eats a kezayis, he made a maisa achila also, so he made an achila chshuva, that's a mitzvah chshuva, so memele, In his mitzvah, there's a hiddur perhaps in the mitzvah. But the kiyum mitzvah is that it should be nechel, not that I should be an oichel. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, higieni kepul, milechem haponim lechelki. So botko achov, omotsu shemetz psul. Psul kohune. Shemetz is like a blemish. Psul kohune cholo. They found out that he was a chol. He wasn't a koi. Frag the Gemara, was nan in boitke min am izbeyach ulo mailo. So the Gemara asks, what shall they found out? Botku achov, we have a klal, that in order for a koi to be able to do the avoide, he went through an investigation from the Sanhedrin and the Lishka Sagos. And if he passed this investigation, so we have a klal now, as long as he was permitted to do the avodah already, there's no necessity to be boidik anymore because he was bodok and he was investigated in his kosher. Ain't boidki mina mizbeach olamaylo. So what shat bodku achov? You're not boidik a koyin. He already went through the investigation. So the Gemara, two terutza. Teretz number one, loiteime shemetz psul, ala eima shachatz psul. That means that Sakir right, they didn't find that he had, he was possible lekune al tzichus, because he was zicha meyuchis, but he found that he has a different psul. Let us see Rashi. Min ha-mizbeya ein boitkin le-inyin yuchsin lisa isha. Min ha-mizbeya chulamaylo. Im shimesh be-mizbeya. If he was mishamesh be-mizbeya. Ein tzorech livdoik le-maylo ha-imenu. So you don't have to, don't have to be boitik anymore. Dim loy hoy roy le kun le hoy me nikh ma isel le shamach ke des name me sachs mides lishkes a goz is sham hoy yoyshim bezn me yachse ke hun le vi kol kayn she nimt ze bay psul ksha ye reiz le is khan le khlavoy de they found then a psul le ve shekhayn be yoyt so de gmar is says tak was na psul kun shachat psul hu atz may hoy gas ruach that this kayn was a balgaive Umevaze kotshei shamayim. He degraded kotshei shamayim. And that's a psul. Vein roi l'shamish. They stak a posel avoida. What's the psul? Kedekai malom b'menoches. Avoida ha-mesura l'vnei aroin. The avoida was given over to b'nei aroin. Koyin she'enei moide b'kulom. Af b'megune she'bohen. If a koyin is not moide and is not machshib. All the avoiders, there's different facets of the avoiders of a koyim. There's one avoider for a koyim to take a pigeon a bet, no, that's fine, that's not too degrading. But there are other inyone avoiders, which the Gemara says later in Pesachim that they used to, Pesach, B'shach Shchitas HaPesach, the Kohanim used to wade in the dam. There was so much dam, it was up to their knees. No, a person who's a Pesachtikol HaMefunik, it's, perhaps he would look down on this. So the Gemara says, "Koyin shein emoide bekulon av megunish ebehem ein loy chelik bekuhunis." If he could degrade the amount of lechem upon him he had received, and be medame to asheret tomei, so he's posel. He's not going to do the avoid. That's the first teretz. Vi boi yisein meshani hosom de iyu de are nafshe. That he was goyim. That means that what it says that in boikimim is beich lemaila. That means tamazoi. We rely on the previous investigation. But he made a reis. Dara nafshi zekrashi behitzrich bdika achov. He was the one that was matzrich bdika. Vegilo shaloi bitku yofe mitchila. That means his actions spoke. That we see that he's not roi lekune from his actions. So therefore we make a new investigation. Zot Taisvis. Shemetz Psul, Peirish Rabbeinu Chananu, Dvar Avedis Kechovim. That they found a Psul that he had been or served for an Avedis Zorim. Kedersiv, that's good the Loshen Shemetz. L'shamtso Bikomeyim. So the Achayinim say, because Rabbeinu Chananu did not like Rashi's Pshat, why do you have to say, if it was Posel Lekunim, Motsa by Psul, he was Posel. Why do you say Shemetz Psul? So the Kelsa, the Gemara saying what the Psul was. The Psul was Avodah Zarah, L'shamtso Bikamei. Posel Lekune, Kedisam B'Meseches Menoches, Kahanim Sheshimshu Beveis Chaynov, Lo Yishamshu B'Migdosh, Vein Tzoch Loim Ola Dovaracha, Perish Avodah Zarah, Shenema Ach Lo Yalu, Kahani Abomeis Al Mizbach Hashem. They bring down from the Yad David, the Yad David asks Akashe, and Rabbeinu Chananu, so what is Pshat in the Gemara Vaita? If the Psul was, they found he was an Oved Avodah Zarah. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Was Nanim Boitkim in a Mizbeach Lamaila? That is only Lagabi Psul Yichis. So they went through. But the Gemara says in, for example, the Gemara says in Brochus, Yoichanan Kohen Gadol, was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years and he became a Tzedoki. So Memele, that's what he passed all the tests. Aphila will say that there was a Bedike before. For Avodah Zarah also, before he was able to do the Avodah, but maybe it could be then he was a kosher, and later he became this kalkul. So that's the kasha that the Yadavid asks on the Rabbeinu Chananu. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ahu Armo Davisolik for Ochel Psochim Birushalayim. There was a guy that was used to go up and eat Psochim in Yerushalayim. Omar, he said as follows, Ksiv kol benecha lo yoichol boy, kol ochel lo yoichol boy. Va'ano, that's what the Torah says. Va'ano hakochilne mishufri shufri. And I go up, and they give me from the best chalokim. Omar lei Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire, nah, you're making a mistake. They don't give you from the best chalokim. Because sofaloch me'alya, that I give you from the tail of the keves, that's the best chalok. Rashi says in Chumash that the pasuk says Chelboy ha'alya tamime. So Rashi says Hamuvchal sheboy. What is the choshev sechelik? Zeh ha'alya tamime. That's the tail. That's the most muvchadik. So the Ben Yoyada explains that Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira told him like this. He says, "Let me tell you something." He says that what it says in the pasuk that Kol benecha la'yechel boy ka'ol la'yechel boy. That's on the good chelik, on the alya. That I wouldn't give to you. He says, on the other halakim, ikaradin, it's mutter to everybody. That's all you give. Some say it's a boss or kochosh, that I'll give to anybody. When a Torah, it's mutter. He says, but I'll tell you, if they would have known that you're an oral, they wouldn't give it to you either. Even the chelak kochosh, but they didn't know you're an oral, but the business can over kochem. You see, they were careful. The alya, they won't give to you. That's what he told them. Amaleloi. You're right. They could have never offered me the aliyah. So he told them, "You want to see what you're saying that you're smarter than them?" When you go up the next time, tell them that you want aliyah. Then you'll see if they'll give it to you. So you have nothing what to brag about. Give me from the aliyah. We can't give you from the aliyah. The aliyah we're makter on the mizbeach. Omru Leis is very disappointed. Man omalachochi, omaluhu Rav Yehuda ben Seira. Omru, my haide kamo, somebody the maise Rav Yehuda ben Seira told him to get from the alya. Botku basre vashkechu damohu the kotlu. They killed him. Sholchu lei Rav Yehuda ben Seira, shalom loch Rav Yehuda ben Seira, da'at benetzivin, you live in Netzivin, umetzadoscha perusa birushaloi. But your net is spread out in Yerushalayim. Now there's a shaila. Why did he kill him? Why were they chayiv misa? Why was he chayiv misa? So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yudalit brings a machlokes harishonim. There's a lav toishav v'socher lo yoichol boy. So the Chinuch in the Rambam learned pshat that the lav toishav is speaking about a ger toishav. Who is mekabel on himself not to be an oved avodah zarah, but he eats nevelas. And asocher is speaking about a goy shemol v'loy tova. Now it says a lav in the Torah, toisha v'socher lo yoichal boy. So the chinuch in the Rambam learned pshat that the lav is on a Yisrael, that he should not be machel a toisha v'nesocher. It's a lav on a Yisrael. Toisha v'socher lo yoichal, I mean the ayit has to make sure that they should not eat. The smag says that the lav is on the toishav and sochel, that the akum is mitzuve, if it's mor v'loy tova, and he has a teres akum, so memele, he's mitzuve on this lav, that he's not allowed to eat it. It's a lav on the toishav and the sochel. So you have a machlokes harishayim. So the Minchas Chinuch asks as follows. He says, according to the smag, so we understand the Gemara very well. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that by a goy azaros and zui misosam, that a goy has an azore, so memele he's not allowed to do something, so if he's over on the azore, he's chayev mis. So that's good according to the smak, but according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, that they hold that what at the lav is on the Yisrael, so why is he chayev mis? He wasn't over anything. Why is he chayev mis? So the Minchas Chinuch wants to say a teretz according to one shita. Rashi in Kedushin holds, which is a machlokes harishonim, Rashi holds that kochim kalim, after shchita, the chelik habaylim is also mishulchan gavoya kazoch. That means that it's not considered others hold koshim kailim, koshim kalim, after shchit already, akvadim techele kapailim, is theirs. And Rashi says no, that the chelek habaylim is mishulchan gavoya kazoch. That means that they're getting it from gavoya. So Mamela said, the Minchas Chinuch wants to say that the goy, the gavoya is stealing from gavoya. It's mishulchan gavoya kazoch. So the goy is stealing from gavoya by eating this. So Mamela, so it's a gezel gavoya. A gezel gavoya is awesome. That's Minchas Chinuch's teretz, according to Rashi. The Kovet Shiurim Abochon of Asaman and the Bris Yaakov want to say a different teretz. That I feel we won't say Mishulchan Gavoya Kazoch. But in order for one to be able to eat a Korban Pesach, so one has to be a Monu. Now what is the Taich Amonu? Amonu means that each person purchased a chelik of the Korban Pesach. So he became a monui on this kol. So since there was a transaction, there was a mechira. So this was a mechira betois. That means if they would have known that he's a goy, they never would have sold it to him. So it's a mekach tois. So it's a mekach tois, is not a mekach. So he's not a monui. So he's eating something that he's not a monui. He's not a monui, so a mele, so he's gezel. So it's not gezel govoya, it's gezel hedget. He's stealing from the Baal HaKobn, who stole him, sold him a chelik, he's stealing from him. That's what they want to say. Rav Shmuel Gosovsky asks Akasha on this teretz, is a bekanntet Teisvis in Bob Metzia. Teisvis says that there's a difference between chomos and gezel. If a person gives money for something, and he steals the chayfetz. That means, Reuben comes over to Shimon, and he goes and he tells Shimon, I want to have your watch. Shimon is not interested in selling his watch. He says, the gate man is shown, so he gives him the money for the watch, and he steals his watch. So Taisa says that is not called a gazlan, that is called a chamsen. He's not over leisigzel, because he paid for it. There's no gezel. So Rab Shmuel asks, so according to this Taisa, it's still shver. What are they saying? That there was a minui betois that doesn't have a teiras mechire, but lemaisa he's paying for it. So memela teisva says when you pay for it, teisva says you're not over leisigze. So zweite shver. So why did they kill the goy? So I thought perhaps we can say a teretz as follows. But emerson, that's what teisva holds. That if a person is a chamsen, a person goes and pays for something and steals the chayfet. So Taisa says you're not over leisigzo. So the emetzin we have to understand. L'chayre there's a gezel of the chayfetz. That means Taki is paying for it. Good, so you're getting the value of the chayfetz. But I'm getting the chayfetz. Before you had a watch that was worth $200, now you have $200, but I have the watch. There's a gezel of the chayfetz, even though there's no gezel of shavius. So why Taki isn't that called gezel? So al kochach the teretz is because you need a gezel shove prute. And it's not called a gezel of a shove prute, even though there's a gezel of the chayvitz, but since you're getting the value feltoch in a shove prute. But it could be since by an akum there's a loch, a akum is nera galpochus mi shove prute, you don't need values by gezel akum when a guy steals. So memele, so could be gezel a chayvitz also has a shame gezel, and that's why it was nera taka on gezel. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Mika Sofuloch Klum Noistim Locha Mina Alya Lechel. They gave you from the Alya. Ein Noistim Locha Ela Mina Kochu Shaboy. They're only giving you from the weaker Halakim. Niskaven Lahat Oisoy, and he was Mechaven to fool him. Lachsheyei Lechoy Yishol Mina Alya. Ubiyad Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira loyhoyu lahoge. He was unable to kill him. That means he was mechuyev misa to anybody, but he was unable to kill him. Sofuli mi alya halituni min alya. Vekeves hoya vaalyosa kreva legvoya. Tchsiv vekeves haalya tmima. So they asked him, "Who told you to ask for the alya?" Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira kamali. She'ein atem noisim lichelik yofa. You're not giving me a good portion. Ela min hakochesh. Bani nosati domim, there's a girse here, and then Yaakov, kamoischem. I gave the same amount of money as you, so why are you prejudiced? Why don't you give me a choshev chelek? Mai de kamon, ma hadover hazeh shebo lefonein. Netzivim shem iroi. Hai uv de noka toches, and arashi is a kash out of this maise kamintasugi. Vishimuhu de leel, de gol mushneyem livdoi kachreyem. Vahu noka, and the first maise is mishim loshe meguna, he said, kizona avalto. Let us see Tosfos. Va'ano achilno mishufri shufri. I ate from the best chalokim. Mikan ein raye, so Tosfos has a ha'ore. Now, Lamaisa, there's a kasha, how did they give him take? You see, Lamaisa was a goy, so why did they give him? So Al-Kochoch, they believed him. He said he was a yid, so Mamela, they believed him. So Tosfos says, so you see from over here, Al-Lochid, that if a person comes in front of us and says that he's a yid, and you believe it. So Tosfos, Mikan ein raya shenamin l'chol abola faneinu v'oyma Yisrael ani. The Shani Hoche, the Roiv Yisrael Hoyu. That's for sure, Roiv Yidin, that means he had a siyua of Roiv over there. A person, Roiv, who wanted to become Shutfim, Menuyim, and a Korban Pesach, they were Roiv. So Memeila there, they were Seimach and Roiv. But Samazay, a person comes out of the clear blue sky to and he says, Ich bin Ayid, so could be he's not Nemo. There's Vaslin and Bosarube. Ach yesh lohavi raye mi perek hacholet. The omalei zil goli oinosiv bas minach. Now there it's speaking about that akum al boa Yisrael, a Yisraelis, so the child is a pogum. So he told him this, so this person was born from a Akum Abo Yisrael. So he told him, he came and said, Zil Goli, either go and go into Golis, and don't tell anyone who you are, and marry anyone. Oinosiv Bas Minach, or you should go and, Oinosiv Bas Minach, or you should go and if you don't want to go in Golis, so you have to marry someone who has the same problem like you, that the father is a goy and the mother is a yid. So Tosfos had a kasha. So what's pshat zil goli? And then if we'll go in Golis, they'll also find out what a zichus is. So b'ayis tachoyis that they're not voidik. They're not mechuyiv to prove that you're a yid. Tosfos in Yevamis wants to be matche this raya because the mdubah was his mother was Ichayi. So Memela, so could be that you had to be Mevara who the mother was. They weren't Baidik further who the father was. So Memela, so could be it's no raya from this Gemot. Now Tosfos brings another Gemot. V'chein Mehuda also lekamei the Rabbi Yehuda. V'omar nizgayarti beini lebein atzmi. Someone came to Rabbi Yehuda and he said as follows. That I was Megaya myself, but there was no Bezen. Uzbeini lebein atzmi. Now, a Geiris without a Bezen is a posel a Geiris. Oma leinemon ato lifsel es atzmecho, viato nemon lifsel es bonecho. So we'll believe you to pasel yourself, but you're not nemon to pasel your children. Vahainu mishum demotzi lemeimer Yisroel ani. Now we have to understand Pshat in Yene Gemara. L'chayre Taisus means to say before we'll go Pshat in the Gemara, in L'chayre it says Ein ato nemon lifsel es bonecho. We don't believe you. So what do we believe? We assume that you are a kosher geir. Why we'll see in a minute. But we assume you're a kosher geir. Now, how is a person nemon to say that he's a ger? Mahechi Taisi, you should believe. He's telling us that he was a goy and he was Megaya himself. So how could he be machsher himself lekol? My name says that Mahechi Taisi, he says, Abaldova Neredechot, how is he nemon? So Taisi has learned the only way we can understand this halacha is because he's nemon with amigo. Why does he have to tell us that he's a ger? He tells he's a yid. And a person comes and says he's a yid, he's nemon, so Mamela, he has amigo that say, I'm a ger, with amigo he could have said he was a yid. So that man doch von dos, that a yid, that if a person says he's a yid, he's nemon. That is the raya of Tosfos. But l'chayr, it's very difficult to understand, and I found, Baruch Hashem, the Kerner and Yebomis asks the kash. Mein, Taisa says, we believe him al tzmigu. So Mamele, that is understandable if he's coming and said, Rabbi say, I'm a ger. So you tell him, prove it. He says, listen, I could have said I'm a yid. And then you wouldn't ask any kashas. I'm telling you I'm a ger, so you have to believe me. That's very good. But this person said, I'm a apostle again. This Kayarti Baini Lebain Atzmach. I'm a apostle again. So it seems we didn't know what he was. So he said, Iato Nemo Livsalas, but you can't apostle your kids. So the Nemo Nato Livsalas Atzmach or Shab Yanav Shechticha Di Sura. You say you're apostle, so Shab Yanav Shechticha Di Sura. So Mamele, for you yourself, you're not allowed to marry anyone because you say you're a goy. Rabbi, you yourself. But you're not Nemo Lagabi the kids. Oh, but good, he's not Nemo Lagabi the kids, but where do you have a beer? No one says that the Gerem. It seems we didn't know anything about him. Yeah. But then he didn't say that. So Mamele, and how is it Hurzak? Because he has an amonis to say that he was the Gerem. Because he has a migu. So Mamele, now he's not Nemo anymore to parcel his kids. But if he wouldn't have an amonis, if he would never be Nemo to say his Gayarti, if he wouldn't have a migu of Yisrael on me, so Mamele, then we would never have a chazaka because it was only Husak al Piv and he doesn't have any nemonis. So Taisi says, Hosamai b'mursik lon ba'avasei shem nochim. They're speaking about a different story. It's speaking about that we know that his parents were goyim. So Memele, so now he's saying that he was Megayah. Now you need a bureau of two Adim. The Lavhochi, but if it wouldn't be speaking about who we knew his parents are Goyim, Nemon Bemigudi Boy Omar Yisrael Ani. Zaktais was weiter, Ma'al Yamika Sofaloch. Avogav the Gdi, Ein Al Yosai Kreve, Roy Pischeim Hoyotle. But Reiv of the Psochim was less, so that's why Rav Yehuda ben Seira was able to tell him to ask for a tle. But for the Aliyah. Oishem, he could like. Rektach Taisvis, Rav Yehuda ben Seira, Shulei Ola Lerekos. A Taisvis asks a kash, it's a modern geschäft over here. Rav Yehuda ben Seira, it's Pesach. This Amor goes up to Yerushalayim. And Rav Yehuda ben Seira was Loi Ola Lerekos. Yesh loyma shloi hoye loy karke. Ay zokin hoye shene yoche lalech beraglo. De potter mi pesach ke may marie. Inami netzivim chutz lo tzi ke demuchach besefri be parsh Yisrael. That is a sefri that netzivim is chutz lo tzi ve oid be targum Yerushalmi. It says ve erech ve akad ve chalnei. So Kaponim, we see that Netzivin is Chutzlot. Now, this Taisvis, we have here a small Aleph, that the Mishlomar says on this Taisvis, Divrei HaTaisvis, Eilu Mitrilosem Batsoifon Tzrichen Etzli Tal. Taisvis asked the Kashi why he wasn't Eilu L'Regel. The Taisvah says, Shloi hoya loy karke, oizokin hoy, shen yochel alek beraglo. So lechoyre, this is a ptur, this is an often a gemara. That a person who does not possess karke, the gemara darshan loyachmei des arzacho, the posik says that, when the yidin will be oile regu, loyachmei des arzacho, ba'aloyscho, lirois es pnei Hashem oleikecho, sholosh pomim bashone, so the Gemara says, "Vaiter nafchesem et beis omer Rabami kol odom sheyesh leikarke oile leregel she'ein leikarke ein oile leregel." So we see that in order to be mechuyim to be oile leregel, you have to possess karke. So Taisa says he didn't have karke. Well, he was a zokin, so he has to be in order to be oile leregel. The chibur regel has to be yochel halach leregel. He can't be oile leregel. So that is beemes and ateret on the mitzvah of oile leregel. He wasn't Eile Regel because, but there's another kash, there's a mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach, forget about Eile Regel. So Taisvis Vavtarayim, the potter mi Pesach kemoimri. Just like he's potter to be Eile Regel, he's potter also from Kolben Pesach. So that's the Mishlomar says, where did Taisvis get this hekesh, this yisod, that a person who was potter from, a person who was potter from Riyah is potter from Pesach. Yes, he says, we find Noshim, potter from Riyah and the Chayba called from Pesach. So where did Tosef Chal get up with this formula? Then on the third thing, he said, the third thing, Tosef says he lived in Chutz Loretz. He says he doesn't know Samazay Pshat in Chutz Loretz. Chutz Loretz could be that he never, Chutz Loretz is Chayev Riyah, is Chayev Pesach, he doesn't understand. Chutz Loretz was a Derech Rechoike, so you don't have to be in Chutz Loretz to be a Derech Rechoike, it's Chayev Pesach Sheini. So he doesn't understand the Tosef. Let us try to explain a little bit the first half of the Tosef. First of all, there's a beautiful goy. Tosfos says, "Shloihoyulay karka." He didn't have karka, so Tosfos is saying Tosfos seems to know what his real estate was. I mean, how did Tosfos know? An alta yid memela, but he didn't. But he didn't have karka. So the goy says a beautiful vote, and b'chal they ask a kasha. I mean, every yid is a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, so why he doesn't? He didn't have any karka in Eretz Yisrael. So the Goyim brings down a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Tzadik Beis Amud Bey says, Meisim shehechye yecheskel hoyo midnei Afrayim shemonu lekeit v'tovo hogum anshei hagas. The Gemara says that the Tzomis ha-yeveshes, that Yecheskel Anovi was Mechaya, Yemez Mechaya Meisim, these were from the Bnei Afrayim. They went out of Mitzrayim before the correct time and they were killed. And then, later it says, but after Yecheskel made Chiyas HaMeisim, so the Gemara says, Oison Meisim Olu L'Eretz Yisrael V'Nosu Noshim V'Elidu Bonim U'Bonis. They forget, after the Chiyas HaMeisim, they were saying they have chosen to live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Omad Rav Yudah Ben Seira Raglov V'Omar Ani Mibnei Bneim V'Lolo Tfilin Sheinich Li Ovi Aviyaba Mehen. So the Kert, he's on the Bnei Ephraim. So the Goyim says, I'm a male, if he's from the Bnei Ephraim were not from the Nechnosim Loretz. He never went to Yaitzim Mitzrayim, Nischalka Oretz, Lavoy Oretz, Nischalka Oretz, and after the Yaitzim Mitzrayim, not from Bo Oretz. I'm a male, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Tosfos could say with a straight face, he didn't have any karka in Eretz Yisrael. But we have to go back to the Kashe, so what if you don't have karka? If you don't have karka, so why are you potter from a Korban Pesach? And then by Emerson, there's a meiridike kasha that the Menchus Chinuch asks. The Menchus Chinuch asks, it says in Parshas Baaloischa, V'chiyogo itchem ger, V'osa Pesach Lashem, K'chukas ha-Pesach ha-Mishpotoi, K'en Yasa, Chuka achas yir lachem, V'lager u'la'ezrach ha-Oretz. That a ger has the same aloche like a ezrach, and you have to make a korban pesach. That the machlek is Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish if you're kinyan peiris ke kinyan agut. That means if a person has a possession in karke, that it's only for a limited amount of time. When you purchase a karke in Eretz Yisrael, it's chayza b'yoyva. So it's only yours for a limited amount of time. So it's not considered that the karka is really mine. I only have a shimush of the karka because the karka eventually has to go back to the bailam. And Yovel goes back to the bailam. So what do I possess? What does the kaina possess? The kaina possesses a kinyan peiris in the karka. So the machlok is Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish if kinyan peiris ke kinyan agut. Is it considered that I'm a bailam on the karka? Since I have the tashmishim of the karka, so it's considered I'm the bailam. Or kinyan peiris lav ki kinyan agut. L'may nafkamina. So the Gemara says, the nafkamina is, if a person purchases a karka bizman shayovel noyig, then havos bekurim, if he is able to be koire. Because by the parsha of kriyas bekurim, it says, adomo asher nosatoli, it has to be my adomo. So if you're kinyan peiris ki kinyan agut, so it's considered my adomo. It's not considered my adom. So memele, so the minchas chinuch asks akasha, so again, the most he could have, Pesach says if you don't have karke, you put Pesach k'may meriah. So the posik says again is chayim in the korban Pesach. This is enough in the posik. Now again, can't have, according to Reish Lakish, you can't have any karke in Eretz Yisrael, because kinyan peiris lav k'kinyan aguf. So the minchas chinuch asks, so, how does this pasuk stem with Taisus. So we have here, Stamazoi, we have one problem we have, where did Taisus find Bechlal this Yesod? And then the second problem is, with Apostik, how does Ager bring a Kolben Pesach? So I saw the Dvar Shmuel, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, both of them say a teretz to the end for the Minchas Chinuch's Kasha with a Marshal and Baba Basra, and perhaps they learn a different shot in the Marshal, but I'll combine them with this Marshal, perhaps we can say a different beer in the Marshal and say a teretz on the Kasha. There's a Marshal and Baba Basra that says as follows. We mentioned before by Bikurim, the halacha is that if you hold Kinyan Peres, Lav ke Kinyan Haguf, so the halacha is maybe he brings the Bikurim ve'enei koire. So the Rashbam says, Enei yoche likreis, he can't be koire, because it says Hadoma asher nasatali. So it's not his Hadoma. Umiyu bahavo chayev d'chsiv asher tovi me arzacho. He's mechuyev in havo, because it says arzacho. Hadoma asher nasatali, it's not his, but asher tovi me arzacho. So since he has a schus, in the karke, it's a unikus a karke l'peirosev, so it's called Arzacha, and it's not called Adoma Asher Nosatoli. So Taisvis asks Akasha, how do you split the hair? Is it called his or it's not called his? How do you understand that Lagabi Havo it's called his, and Lagabi Kriya it's not called his? So the Marshal says three words. He says, the Rashbam said a chilik. He says, because by Havo it says Asher Tovi Me Arzacha. And by Kri it says Adom Asher Nosatali. There's a difference between Arzacha and Adom Asher Nosatali. So Dachsach Mir, Pshat in the Marshal, Dachsach Mir is as follows. What is the difference between Arzacha and Adom Asher Nosatali? The Goyin says in Ketzen Mevorchim, this Eretz in Adoma. Boire Pri Adoma, Amoitzi Lechem Min Ha'oretz. So the Goyin says as follows. Eretz means Eretz Yisrael, a land. Adoma means earth, property. Beire pri Adoma. Adoma asher nasatali means that this earth belongs to me. The earth is mine. So if you hold kinya peyre slavke kinya naguf, it's not mine. It's the Bailim. Altzecho, what's that? The land is mine? No one possessed Eretz Yisrael. There wasn't one yid. If you saw Altzecho means if I have afilu a kinyan koldu, afilu a kinyan of yinikas apes, that's also called Altzecho. That's what the Marshal says. Legabi Altzecho, it is enough afilu a kinyan peiris. Legabi Adoma shall nasatali, because it's never your land. It's never a person. No one has a bailus on Eretz Yisrael. So kaponim Altzecho is enough of a kinyan peiris. But it says Adoma, you need Adoma Asher Nosatali. So Memele, so let us go back. So the Minchas Chinuch's Kasha was, how can a ger bring a Kolben Pesach, if you hold Kinyan Peres Lavki Kinyan Aguf? So here, by Kolben Pesach, it says, V'chiyogar itchem ger, v'os ha-Pesach l'Hashem, k'chukas ha-Pesach mishpotei ken yaseh, chuka achas yilachem v'lager l'ezrach ha-Oret. So the Meshech Chochmah says, Ezrach Ha'oretz means, right, Ha'atoisus. You have to have a kinyan, you have to have karke. Ezrach Ha'oretz. But you only need Ezrach Ha'oretz. And Oretz is sufficient, a kinyan peiris also. So that is why a ger could bring a Kolben Pesach. And in this posik it says also, you have to be Ezrach Ha'oretz. It's just like by Rie, it says, Lo Yachmeid Ish Es Altzachov. So by Pesach it says Ezrach Ha'oretz. So a person who doesn't have karke is potter from Rie and potter from Kolben Pesach. The Gemara says weiter. Rav Kahane cholash. Rav Kahane became sick. Shadru Rabbonon Rabbi Yeshua Berei Deravidi. Omru lei zil b'doik ma'idine. See what's happening with him. He was very sick. Osa ashkechei denoch nafshe. He found that he was nifta. By the time he came, he was nifta. Korei l'lubushe. So he went and tore his beged, vahadre lekare lachere. And the kriya he put in the back, that means he turned it around, that when he comes back, the shock should not, they shouldn't get sick from the shock, The Yotzalibam Rashi said, so Mamela, so he put the Kri in the Hadri Lakari Lachayrek. Bochi Vasi. Omru Lei Noch Nafshe. So was he Nifte? Omalahu Anolai Kamine Umaitzi Dibo Huxil. So Rashi, Bedoik Madine, Bedoik Veda Mani Yosaboy. Hadri Lakari Lachayrek, Shalo Yabino Mayer Lahedia, they shouldn't hit them suddenly, Vyaitse Libam. Look the Gemara weiter. Yoichanin Chakuko Nofek L'Kiryosa. He went out to the Kforim. He also wanted to see Vastutzach Dalton, how the Tvu is growing. Omrulei Chitim Nasi Yofis. Is the wheat growing good? Omrulehem Sairim Nasi Yofis. The barley is terrific. Omrulei Tseyu Baser Lesusim L'Chamoirim. So they're by going to tell us. That's a Machal Beheime. Tersiva Sairim Bahateven Lesusim L'Rechim. Meiridik, even though Sairim is from the Chameshis Aminim Shnishtapcha by Meretz Yisrael, we make it a main sholish, but it's a machal behemoth. It's like the Gemara, my Havalei Lameima, he didn't want to be a Meitzi Diba, what should he have said? So he should have said, Ishtakid Nasu Chitim Yofis. Last year the Chitim were very good. Inami Yadashim Nasu Yofis. But he should not have said, spoken about a machal behemoth. Zot Rashi Chakoko Kino Yashem. The Kriyosa, the Kforim Liris Betvui, Sairim Nasa Yofis, and Machlaud Vorum Mashmesh, Achitim Loi Nasa Yofis, Loi Reitzel, Loi Hitzi, Dovol, Klolo Mipiv. Hadashim Nasa Yofis, that is a Machel Odo. The Taisus Chakoko, Perish Rabbeinu Hanano, Seifer. Ri Perish, Meir Chakuko Hoya, Beseifer Yeshua.